welcome to our new show, Prep Sports Live. Dylan Deemer, your host. Josh Lawler joining us very shortly here.
Dude, did you just turn us into like a hard rock station?
I just did.
Oh, wow.
I think I did.
Well, congratulations and welcome to the air in a non-Friday Night Live role, although you might as well call it a Friday Night Live role, because you're going to be talking about what happens on Friday nights.
We are. We're going to talk about what happened last Friday, that's going to happen this Friday. Well, last Thursday, I should say, but, and Friday's after that. You know, we're going to set the mood for this football season, and of course, we're going to get into basketball, a little overview, I guess. We're going to get into basketball, too, later on down the road. As the year progresses, I'd like to talk a little volleyball, too. You know, what's going on at the Coleman County Schools and Coleman City Schools as well. It's called Prep Sports Live because it's about, well, it's about sports here in Coleman County that aren't Alabama or Auburn. So
I think your co-host just walked in the door.
I think so. I think he just showed up.
That's how prompt we are around here.
Well, he didn't miss too much. We're doing the welcomes, Josh. It's good to see you again.
I'm glad to be here. A little late, albeit, but very happy to be here.
You're excused, because you know, everybody here has to have a J-O-B in order to, like, do what we like to do after hours.
So. I'm working on not doing that, but, you know, feel free to sponsor us.
Amen, brother. I heard that.
Yeah, right.
Hey, don't forget, though, you know, we may not talk about a lot of Alabama-Auburn, but, hey, we know somebody that will. Their names are Ronnie Barnes and Jason Spiegel, and their show is called Sports Talk Live.
That's right.
And they start from 4 p.m., and they don't stop talking until, I don't know, I think one of them knocks out or something. As they've got a lot of stuff to cover. I've heard them talk anything from Alabama-Auburn to fishing to...
Yeah, you really don't know what you're going to get with
that show. You really don't know what you get with that show, honestly.
They really do cover it all. I mean, they spend a lot of time on Alabama and Auburn, a little time on local, you know, which we're going to focus mostly on local on this show.
Right, right.
And then they roll into, like, what everyone's betting on. They've got people that they talk to that are, like, literally in Vegas taking bets on people. And then you're right, they spend a little time on fishing. I mean, those guys, they bust it. I mean,
yeah.
So we're going to start a little bit of that,
I'm
right?
I'm so glad I don't have to, like, produce their show because I wouldn't even know where to start. So.
It's because I don't bet, but I'm willing to take your money. That's for sure.
Tell us how you really feel.
Well, I mean, that pretty much sums it up. But a lot of really neat games that went on this week.
Yeah,
right?
A lot of them did. We'll start out with our game of the week from last week, Fairview at West Point.
Sure.
West Point dominating that one on their home field, 55-27. Stars of the night of that one, Rylan Jones, quarterback, Hunter Purcell, number 24, the running back for West Point, just both players at stellar nights, really getting out there for both the offense and defense, had a great night for West Point. West Point's defense just bringing it to the O-line of Fairview, and just, not to mention West Point, just playing great offense all night.
With a free steak dinner.
With a free steak dinner. And then West Point back at home this week against Arab. So they'll get to kind of keep their season rolling 1-0. The only county school to lose this weekend was Fairview. Of course, they lost to West Point.
To West Point, as we previously covered. Yeah, a lot of response to that game. Very, very important one. I'm glad we got to start that one off this season out there. I didn't get to make it to that one because I had previous engagements, but... from what I understand, it's a great showmanship on the half of West Point, at least. Right?
It was. Ended up putting the backups in, and then it was just a fun night for all West Point. And
good.
Hey, Fairview, young team.
Great showman on the Coleman and Jasper side of things, too. There was no brawl, except for the very last, like, 3 seconds of the game.
So we didn't get a fight this time, but we did get a knockdown drag out of a game. Coleman winning that one 28-27. Last second win there for the Bearcats, as we hope to be out there at Oliver Woodard Stadium this Friday night.
Waiting confirmation
on that one.
Excellent.
Hope to be out there as they'll take on Mortimer Jordan this Friday night. But that one, reigniting the rivalry for the first time since that big brawl in 2013, I believe.
Yes, making nationwide news.
Viral sensation football fight.
Yes. At the time, I was not even in Coleman County, and I knew about that one. It's pretty rough when your state winds up on ESPN, and it's because people went to bashing heads at football stadium. Mm. But Seems like we've overcome that and we've moved on.
We have, and ended up being a brawl on its own.
Right, right.
The Bearcats winning that one, 28-27. Addison, we'll talk about them for
okay.
a little bit.
Okay, all right.
They beat Curry 20-12 in a big game. Good Hope beating Carbon Hill 20-12 as well. Hansville gets a big win with their first year under their new head coach, 48-14 over Summerton Christian. They were our opener last season when they played Cold Springs. That was the all-county game as well. But a big win for Hansville, the Bulldogs, and they'll be facing Fairview this weekend at home.
Right.
Holly Pond beating New Hope 26-13. Vinemont over East Lawrence 29-18. We've got Cold Springs beating Meek 34-20, and that's it for that. Just last week's scores. Now we can kind of break down maybe the teams and kind of talk about who's going to be probably what we see to be the favorites, you know, coming out of
right,
the gate.
Right. Well, you lead with that, so let's go with your picks first. Who are your teams to watch this season?
So if you take from last season, we had the three playoff teams, which were Coleman, okay. Holly Pond, and West Point.
Okay.
Both teams didn't go past first round, of course. But,
right, right.
You know, it was a pretty rough season for Coleman County football. We only had three teams to go out of the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
Holly Pond went to West Morgan and ended up losing that game. We were covering that one. West Point went to Brooks, and I think Coleman went to some Birmingham school. If you look at just stats from last season, you can see that West Point had all the pieces put together there and just maybe lacked a few things,
mm-hmm.
and they're starting to piece those together now.
Okay.
But they did play a weaker Fairview team. Fairview's probably one of the weaker teams in the county right now. It's a very youthful team as well, though. So a lot of this experience will help
yeah.
them out. But
yeah.
anyways, you know, they played a weaker downward team in their opener.
Okay.
So I'm not sure how ARAB is performing, but ARAB's usually been a mm-hmm. pretty phenomenal program.
Okay.
The Knights have always had a pretty good season. Well, we can kind of see this weekend maybe how they'll get tested.
Right.
And along down their schedule, I'm pretty sure their schedule, you know, just looks really tough.
Yeah, if you have
the
schedule right
yeah,
there.
They usually, yeah, they do have usually a pretty tough schedule. As I can just go ahead and name off some of these teams here in a second that I'd say if you had to pick who's going to lead the county based off what I saw Thursday night,
mm-hmm.
I'm leaning on West Point right now.
Okay. No. Okay. So I'm digging through some of these scores as well from this last week.
Right.
And Coleman Times gives Hansville quite a bit of credit because their wording, and I quote, was Hansville steamrolls Summerton Christian 48-14. That's huge. I'm really thinking because I live down closer to Hansville Way. I hear a little bit of trash talk coming out of Hansville. That's whose pick I'm going to go with. I don't know anything about Summerton Christian, how well they were doing this year, but I think Hansville's going to be a team to watch.
I think for sure. Hansville should be somebody you should look out for because given their past,
mm-hmm.
you know, we haven't seen a strong Hansville team since 2010, 2011.
Right. It's been a very long time
ago.
It's
been a pretty long time since we've seen a really dominant Hansville Bulldog team. So if you just look at their performance last season under Flanagan, it wasn't the best. They
mm-hmm.
put up two wins,
mm-hmm.
I think, all season, and one of those coming as our opener against Cold Springs. This season, they kind of just trounced Summerton Christian. Now, again, I don't know how well Summerton Christian has been doing.
Don't know anything about
them. So I don't know anything about them. I would definitely say with a new head coach, I was going to give another year for them to kind of develop. Like I'm saying, Vimal would develop a little bit more as well.
You think it'll be one more year?
It may be one more year, but I see a strong season to maybe a first-round playoff.
Who knows? I'm really expecting, because like I said, don't know anything about Summerton Christian.
Right.
They could have been just an easy team to get some momentum under
right.
under Hansville. But I'm really seeing 48-14. Like you don't get that high on the scoreboard without something's going on there. I'm seeing a lot of wins, if not maybe a playoff berth.
Okay, and I can see that. And they have a pretty tough competition: Holly Pond, Vinemont, and their county rivals as well as
yep.
most of
yep.
Blount County schools. My case for West Point stands with just the sheer amount of talent on that team.
Okay.
They just look dominating out there against – they look like they're having fun. They gel together, the receivers, the
okay.
quarterback.
there's a lot of great chemistry on the team that you can see. Now, their season looks to play teams like Hamilton, Lawrence County, a big rival of theirs.
Okay.
Russellville. Jasper's even going to play them as well. Dora, Cordova, and Hayden.
Ooh, Hayden.
And that'll be the first time at Jasper, or Walker, as it was previously known, has ever played at West Point. Or at Jasper, I'm not sure about that.
Did you come across the night schedule, ARAVs?
Not yet.
Not yet, okay. I think.
I believe that one game I know of theirs is Brewer.
Brewer.
That's for sure.
Okay. Big rivalry out of those two?
Yeah.
Yep. Still, Josh, if you haven't noticed it yet, Josh is still relatively
still
new.
Learning.
I'm still learning all these things, but I hear these whispers and trash talking come this time of year as football season's starting to move up that these teams are really starting to flourish. And Hansville's been one of my favorite stories with the new coach and everything. I love to see, maybe I'm more of the underdog fan, but I love to see what a school does when they get a new coach or get a new set of coaches.
Right.
And then move up, you know, see how those guys, really handle, taking a group of kids for the most part have spent, you know, if you look at, like last year's seniors out at Hansville, they've had 3 years of coaching with someone else. And so what we can only assume to be completely different than what this coach is now.
Right.
So you come out and you stomp any team by, you know, 34 points. That says a lot, right? Because that also means that you would hope by the time they get, two scores, three scores up, that they've put in the second string guys. And if the second string guys are still scoring, it's pretty good news for the football team.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, we haven't seen a dominating Hansville team like you're talking about in a long time.
Right,
so
like
now,
you said, it was 2010. You know, and football kind of goes that way. College is no different. It seems like everybody gets their turn at the wheel.
Right.
Right? You know, you give them long enough and enough talent's going to come through that school that they get a handful of years where they've really got a chance at this.
Well, case in point, Holly Pond.
Yes.
Holly Pond being the laughingstock of maybe North Alabama.
Yep.
No wins at all. Longest losing streak to playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, a first-round playoff, that's still a lot better than, you know, they were like the Cleveland Browns of local football.
Gosh, I don't know if we can mention those those names. They may be a good contender for some of these high school teams, let me tell you.
But. No, it just seemed like, you know, they were the laughingstock for the longest time, and the Holly Pond fans know it, and they're proud of their team.
Yep.
And as the community should be proud of that team, I'm proud of that team.
It's come full circle, and so now you change that story. It's no longer the underdog. It's how long can they hold on to it, right? How long can they hold on to that rank? And if you speak statewide, you see that with Hoover. Like, there's still, when you talk about Alabama State sports, you still have to mention Hoover, but they're not at the pinnacle that they once were. You know, that was probably the same timeline, like 2010. Or 2008. I'm trying to remember when the MTV show came out, and they were at the pinnacle,
right?
And they're no different. They received the same. This is our high point, and they continue to fall a little bit.
Didn't they just win a state championship though?
They may have.
I think
just
they may have
that.
Just done that. But still, I get what you're saying.
10 years, you know,
yeah.
So everybody's on the circle. So I'm really interested. I'll probably keep going back to Hansville for a while, but. It looks like there's going to be a lot of inter-county games that will be close. It'll be close enough to be interesting. I say that, and then all of the next games will be like this West Point Fairview, and it was, you know, 56 to something.
Well, I'd hope not. But
yeah, because those aren't fun to watch.
They're not fun.
Yep.
They're fun for the home team or
it
the
is.
Away team, whoever's winning.
Whoever's ahead.
I don't think too many people expected it to be quite that wide.
No.
It was expected to be a lot closer.
It was a lot closer last season, and it was expected to be maybe just like that. But I think that they just had a fun night, and they ran away with it.
Right, right. Did you mention that we are on Facebook Live and the telephone number?
We are on Facebook Live right now, and you can call in at 256-737-9505.
Yeah, there was a short bit of time before I got out, between when I got out of the truck and I got in the door, so I didn't know if you covered that. But we definitely want to hear from our listenership. If you've got thoughts, comments, if you think that I'm terribly wrong about my Hansville predicament, let me know about it.
But hey, stick with us. Prep Sports Live continues in just a little bit.
Broadcasting from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP, Cullman.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Cullman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Cullman area and most Cullman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Attention Cullman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95cullman.com today, or visit our website, live95cullman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Cullman's Independent Radio.
Cullman Appliance Repair is your locally owned and operated appliance and repair company. Servicing most models and brands, they can be found on Facebook or Google for in-home appliance repair needs. Proudly supporting Cullman area athletics and collegiate football, when that appliance frustrates you and you're in need of a repairman, Robert Brantley is ready to help. You can call him at 256-507-3415 or find him on Facebook, Google, or online at CullmanAppliancerepair.com.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Cullman's Independent Radio, 91 degrees outside, and you look around, you'll be as shocked as I am. Yep, it's raining on the south end of town, and some clouds and stuff. We're like, what is that? So be careful if you're driving in the rain. Don't ignore the yellow lights, and let's talk prep sports a little more with Josh and Dylan. Hey, guys.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Well, he's not certainly running
freaking any out over the heavy metal.
Yeah. Not running over any yellow lights right now. I hope not.
I have to admit, I did on the way in because I was late. But there were plenty of people in the street that were riding their brakes, so good on them. I may or may not have yelled at them from within my car.
That's understandable.
Yeah. So Cullman had a let's go over our bullet points and then we'll jump into the
game. Let's go over our bullet points. Hey, Sports Talk Live. Back this Thursday, and they'll focus more on the Alabama Auburn stuff, college football, fishing, gambling, anything you want to talk about there. Go ahead and tune in for them from 4 to...
Dude, you skip the first bullet point. All right, you're listening to Prep Sports Live, and this is a brand new show that will air each Tuesday at 5 until either they get tired of me or I get tired of them.
Right.
As I did miss the first bullet point, yeah. We are...
here. Yeah, just jockeys. We can't read.
We are us. Okay, so Dylan covered the Sports Talk Live show.
Yeah,
and that's Thursdays at 4. And of course, if you want to talk to us now, we're always able to listen to you. If you give us a call at 256-735, oh, not 735, that's another Coleman number, 256-737-9505. There we go. And we are live on Facebook right now. And that's just the audio through the radio station's Facebook,
yeah.
Correct? Okay. You know what? I'll get out there and I'll monitor that, see
yes.
if anybody's floating
that,
out there.
That is correct.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so we wanted to talk about this Coleman game because it was down to the last second.
Right.
Right? So I was not there. I think you said that you weren't there.
I was not there, no.
Okay. Comes down to the last 3 seconds. A 15-yard touchdown pass secures it for Coleman. So 28-27 was the final. That must have been an awesome game to watch.
Yeah. I imagine, you know, we were just wrapping up at West Point.
Right.
Because, you know, that one was all done for. And we were just texting. Jay was texting back and forth between Tommy, as he's the voice of Coleman
Bearcats.
Coleman,
right?
Bearcats, yeah. As he's up there in the PA booth. And then so we were just... Go ahead, Jay.
I have a really funny story that is not really all that funny. I think it's funny. So
okay.
I had gone out of my way... I almost hate to share this. So my mom, she likes to listen to the Coleman games, and the only radio station in town that covers Coleman games each and every week is not easy to pick up.
Okay.
On, like, any electronic device whatsoever, including a radio. So, I got my mom a brand new stereo, because last year at football season we went through 3 different stereos in that house and tried it, and they all sounded like they were talking out of like a bunker. I mean, they were horrible in audio. So I get this stereo and get it hooked up so she can listen to our games and she can listen to that other guy on that AM frequency that does those games, and so she can hear her Coleman games. And, I mean, the stereo had to have a special AM antenna. So I went to eBay and got the special AM antenna. And this is why I was late to meeting you. Well, actually, you weren't the guy I met. But anyway, it took me a while to get all this hooked up and rigged up. And I didn't plan for it to take half an hour. But, you know, it felt really good that I had got it all hooked up. And my mom was at a doctor's appointment on Friday, so I figured... She would get home, and she would walk into the room. She would see the stereo that I had got her for Christmas, and it had the nice, crisp AM version of Coleman, you know.
Sure.
And I expected a phone call thanking me for being a great son, for hooking all this up. Silence, you know, crickets. Of course, I'm on site with everyone over in West Point, you know, doing our broadcast.
Right.
Well, about 8 or 8:30, I'm kind of upset. So I start calling my mom and my dad, and I'm like, what's going on, y'all? They don't answer their phones.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, well, you know, they're old people. They'll go to bed at normal time. Maybe right. They've gone to bed at 8:30. So finally catch up with my mom sometime over the course of the weekend. They went to the Coleman game.
what better way to get it?
But because they're old people, they left in the middle of the third quarter. Now, why would you do that and miss the end of that game? I mean,
yes.
Apparently it wasn't quite that close at that point.
Maybe it wasn't. I can only imagine that Coleman was – I mean, they could have only been down one score at that point.
Could be.
I do remember while we were doing local updates.
Right.
At one point, we were watching.
A lot of us were freaking out.
They were like either one score behind or tied or one score behind.
Right.
And at one point, Jasper kind of pulled away.
Mm. Yep. That might have been.
Well, I think Coleman just dominated the fourth quarter.
So the rest of the story is my mom explains it as, well, I just went home and went to bed, but apparently your dad went in there and listened to the rest of the game. Well, thanks. I set it all up for you, Mom. But.
Right, right.
All right, that's the end of my almost funny story.
So,
but I kid you not, that guy, you cannot pick him up on any device, any Facebook, any TuneIn, any Alexa, all the things, you know, the new modern station that you're listening to. You know, yeah.
Well, it requires a certain amount of work.
Forget it on that other station.
I,
so.
I wonder if any other local station would,
we want to talk about
like
old school radio.
Right.
That's some old school radio right there.
Like, I'm sure someone would love to cover them and broadcast them over the internet or the local area.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
I don't know any of those.
And I have to give a little kudos to Coleman. I mean, I understand, and I saw this on two or three different Facebook posts, and then I'll shut up about the technology involved over there. Apparently, their student crew and their video group, the TV station, which I don't follow that really. I think Park and Rec got the TV station or something from Coleman. I don't know, but the entire game was broadcast on the internet, and there were people at their homes watching the football game on the internet.
Wow!
So, yeah,
that's pretty neat.
We were kind of discussing that not long ago. You know, tied in with our Facebook Live coverage,
Facebook,
and we're like, there's going to be issues with that. Someone's going to say something. You know, if we try to like video cast the game, but I don't know.
Who knows? Maybe they wouldn't. Anyways.
Anybody else want to volunteer to cover football? We need like eight people to video cast the game.
We need a cameraman and graphics. You know, it's messy.
Anyhow, but
back to prep talk.
Yeah, back to the Coleman game. I'm still reading up on this because, like,
by the way, the opinions of the commentators of the show are not the opinions of the staff, management, or whatever else here. So anything that we might have said about another station, that's not.
Legal disclaimer here.
Okay, now that we got that out of the way.
Yeah. I'm still reading, because like I said, I wasn't there. But it looks like it was, I mean, it was something very dramatic. Makes the catch, drags the foot through the corner of the end zone.
Ooh, yeah.
It was a big time. They got an interview with the quarterback, and he doesn't try to, dress it up at all. He just says, I just looked for the throw. Right, and that was it, and they come up with a victory for it. So.
Now, if I remember correctly,
yeah,
the Alabama State High School Athletic Association this season is introducing instant replay.
Really, in high school level,
I believe that
I did not know that.
I believe this was the first season of that.
Okay, so does that improve or does that just hinder the process?
I would think it would improve.
Well. And I would almost go with that, but it's the same argument that baseball's. I think they just started instant replay as well within the past couple of years, and a lot of people are against it because it's just going to slow down the game even more, right? So NFL's got it, and college football's got it, and that's great because they have time for TV timeouts.
Right, there's media timeouts and all that stuff,
But... like, I would say a good 50% of people in the stands is there to watch, you know, Johnny Boy play football, and those games can seem like they go forever.
Now, I don't know if this is happening at every game.
Right.
So I'm wondering if they're just keeping this up maybe 5A and above.
Maybe.
Because I wasn't paying attention out there at West Point if there was
any
camera crews doing.
And who knows? Is it even fair to do instant replay without all of the angles that, you know, we see on TV?
Right. Now, I wonder, this may just be like I said, a 7A and down to 6A, 5A thing.
Just the kind of stuff that maybe
because
TV
those games would be on TV in those areas, like, you know, the Prattvilles and the...
There were a couple of games out of Alabama on TV this week. I don't know if you watched any of the Hueytown Cedar Grove games.
One of my grandfather's favorite things to do. He loves to watch those replays.
Yes. And see, I actually, and I'll get flack for this, but I actually like watching a game at home because you get all the instant replays.
Right.
You know, you get it at the stadium, but, you know, or at college or NFL games, but the screen's not as close as it is at home.
Right.
And they can't slow it down and whatever. But to be that accurate, even on a high school level, especially for those kids who are looking, maybe there's not that many of them, but especially those kids that are looking to make this a career, get them used to that, you know, being 100% of the time, you know, being on it, dragging the feet, right? I like to see that. That's pretty neat. But, I mean, the stats from this game are still just as compelling as the story. Quarterback over there, Doolin. Completed 18 of 26 for 177 yards, and, you know, this guy is in high school. That's crazy to me.
And does it have the class he's in at least?
That's what I'm looking for now. Sophomore.
He's a sophomore. So
sophomore.
He's got a few more seasons to develop his game a little bit more.
Yep.
And
so yeah. if we want to go ahead and make those definitive statements now, you know, Coleman's going to be one of those to watch in another year and a half, just to wait. You know, as long as this kid doesn't up and move, He could be one on the list, you know, for a college team.
Well, they were they were one of the playoff teams last season, so I'm gonna go ahead and mark them down as well.
Yep.
And I don't think Holly Pond's gonna be going anywhere anytime soon either.
No. They've set some roots from what I can tell, and I don't blame them for holding on to it for as much as possible.
And they have some spectacular coaching out there.
Oh yeah.
As their head coach, you know, as I said it, I've met this man on like three games now since we've been covered Holly Pond on three separate games now, and this man has a pretty good record. Yeah. As he's was longtime coach in Mobile at St. Paul's down there. You know, if the name sounds familiar, AJ McCarron.
Oh, I didn't actually know that.
I believe that's his school, but it's, you know, so you have that under your repertoire, have that under your belt that you coached a player like AJ McCarron, who's now in the NFL, and unfortunately due to injury would have been probably a starter.
Yes, definitely. I hated to see that. ACL tear, right?
Right.
Yeah. That's
or a prevalent shoulder injury, yeah.
I thought somebody told me it was ACL. Either way.
We'll go too deep into that. Yes. But, of course, you know that's the kind of player you had under your belt.
Right.
And you're bringing that legacy.
Yep.
You know, it may have been just one season with AJ, but, you know, it's still – you were there before until you were promoted to head coach and got to spend that time with that player.
Right.
So
that's a resume builder.
That's development, yeah.
Whether you were head coach or not. And it looks like that, coming back to the Coleman game, looks like that was even closer on stats. Looking into it, Jasper Michael Creer, I think is how you pronounce his last name, threw for 309 yards, and they lost the game. That should just go to show you. Yeah. To have an over 300 yard game as a quarterback is awesome. And then to turn around and lose it by 1 point in the last 3 seconds, that's crazy. Just goes to show that you need to be at these games or listening to these games here on Live 95.5 because at this level, you really don't. At this level, like these, you're watching some of your future college players or pro players,
right?
Because these numbers just don't aren't just a fluke. Like they follow all the way to that college or pro level, and that's pretty neat to watch.
Right, and it's fun to watch this right in your backyard and support your community while you're at it.
Absolutely.
As these are just your backyard, you know, high schools. If you live out in Holly Pond, you know, go support the Broncos. If you live out in Fairview or alumni of any other school out here, support your teams, because this is going to be a good year for Coleman County football.
Absolutely. I'm super excited that we're going to be involved, and it looks like we're going to be live on one of these games almost every week.
Right,
we will. Look at the schedule, and I'm sure they'll all be worth it. And if you tune in to us, and it's not specifically the game that you're wanting to hear, we will, like Dylan said, they did some live updates, so we'll keep you updated with all the news across the county. Coming up, so this Friday, pending approval,
we want to be at Coleman.
Okay, and I know you said in the beginning I haven't got my hands on a schedule yet. I've got to do that this week. Who are they?
They'll be facing Mortimer Jordan.
Mortimer Jordan in Coleman. All right,
we will be here, hopefully, pending some approval at Oliver Woodard Stadium in Coleman.
That would be awesome. Second home game in a row for Coleman. It could be a really great start for them.
Yeah, it could be. And you know, West Point's at home as well.
Yeah.
They'll be facing off against Arab. Vinemont comes home, facing off against their rival, Falkville.
Okay.
And we'll get you some more updates on some other teams. I think, I want to say Good Hope is playing at home as well.
Oh, wow. This is going to be a powerful week.
Fairview, Hansville.
Yeah.
At Hansville. And I think that's...
Man, everybody's at home for now, this week. Yeah. This is going to be a good one. It's going to be tough to pick one. But like I said, we're gonna have somebody that's gonna be feeding us information from all of them.
We will.
Excellent.
We'll have information from every game in the county, but we hope to be at Coleman High School.
Sure. All right.
So we'll make some definitive picks in just a little bit, and we'll kind of maybe look at these games that we have coming up next week.
Okay.
And kind of say, you know.
Oh man, you're gonna hold me to my word here in a minute.
This is what we think is gonna happen, and
all right. I'll dig up a schedule right now
as we'll get some schedules going. But yeah. I'd say that we're going to have an interesting week this week, and the second week is, you know, it's actually week one.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually week one, as it's called week zero, just this last Thursday. It's a lot of games on Thursday, a lot of games on Friday. They're called Jamboree games or whatever. Some say they don't count. I think they're starting to count now.
Oh, very much starting to count. All right. Well, it looks like we're creeping up on a break right here. So in the break time, Dylan and I will come up with some definitive picks that we're going to have to hold on to at least for this week. We'll see how it turns out.
As Prep Sports Live continues in just a little bit.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Are you new to Live 95? Did you know Live 95 has a sports talk program? Check out what you've been missing.
We need to put out our own program.
That's absolutely. It makes just as much sense. So there you go.
Oh, and Jim Sullins texted in, I agree, Auburn should have scored way more than they did. 5 field goals in the red zone, so.
And that's defense, boys.
Randy, it's.
And you watch pro football. Yeah. Do they not run up down the field? Yes, they do. What happens when they get inside of 20? There's a lot of field goals kicked.
A lot, but a lot of times they cash it in. Auburn should have been cashing them in.
Maybe they just didn't have They just didn't have enough studs in the stable up front to get it done.
I have to agree. I got tired of watching field goals. I wanted them to run it on in.
They couldn't. They tried.
Playing too safe.
I mean, they just didn't quit.
Playing too safe. Playing not to lose instead of playing to win.
I tell you, they won't get an opportunity to put 44 up this year.
No, they won't. They will put 44 up.
They won't put more than 20.
I will bet you 4 steak dinners right now Auburn scores more than 20.
Nope, won't happen.
We got a bet.
We got it.
All right. I've got people listening as my witness.
Auburn will not score over 20 points this year against Alabama.
Man, the music's playing means it's time for a break. I have just earned me 4 steak dinners, compliments of Ronnie Barnes. So we'll be right back. Sports Talk Live.
Season 5. Wow! Jason Spiegel and Ronnie Barnes are here each and every Thursday at 4 to discuss each week's games on Sports Talk Live. Right here on Coleman's independent radio station, Live 95.
Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Colvin County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what it's all about. Gateway Mortgage is a big lender with the ability to service your loan, but they're all about community and personal service. Josh Phillips, branch manager, says because of their Christian values, you can expect a culture that's different from banks and even other lenders. Those are the kind of characteristics you want from a personal mortgage team working to get you into a new home or your next home. You can reach Josh Phillips, Cameron Kimbrough, or Zeb Smith at Gateway Mortgage, 256-690-5617. 256-690-5617. Gateway Mortgage. NMLS number 338177. Equal housing lender.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
All the Coleman County headbangs going down the roof.
I'm actually kind of digging this, really.
Hey, welcome back to Prep Sports Live right here on Coleman's Live 95. We'll be here every Tuesday starting at 5 to talk about
all the sports news around Coleman County and maybe just kind of do a more condensed version of another show called Sports Talk Live, just focusing on local sports. Of course, we won't talk about gambling. We don't have anything to gamble here.
But we do like fishing. We've mentioned that once or twice.
We do.
Anyhow.
Well, we will focus on the local sports here, mm-hmm. talk about our Coleman County teams, and maybe a few Winston counties if they slip in there.
That's right.
We'll mention Addison.
They do well.
And, you know, don't forget Sports Talk Live. If you want to hear the Alabama Auburn / fishing, gambling, / investment advice, whatever they, steak dinners.
Yes. I love that commercial. That's great.
That'll be on Thursdays at 4 right here on Coleman's Live 95. But we are broadcasting not on just the radio, but on Facebook Live.
Mm-hmm.
And you can call in and tell us what you think about our show or tell us what you think about Coleman County football or anything going on this season. If anything you want to talk about, if you were at one of the games or want to talk about something you saw at the game, 256-737-9505.
Okay. So now it's that time that I'm really going to hate come Friday. And that's where we make our picks. So I've got five games here, Dylan.
Okay.
And it's on that irreplaceable pen and paper. So I'm going to carry this with us on Friday.
Okay.
Pending our trip out to Coleman to watch that game. And I'll hold you accountable, and I hope that you hold me accountable. But we've got Hansville and Fairview at Hansville. What's your pick?
You see, this could be really fun if we were like a real radio station and had the money to pay y'all. Like, we can make it like $20 a game.
Oh, gosh.
Depending on what you get paid for doing the show. And you know, if you got the pick right, you got 40% of your pay.
Right.
And if you get all five games, you get 100% of your pay.
Yeah.
It'd be crazy.
If only we could.
So. Right.
If only. Hey, you should sponsor.
There's a sponsorship idea in that one. That'd be interesting enough because I don't know if I want to lay my paycheck on the line. But you could sponsor each one of us, Dylan and I.
That would be a really cool way to sponsor like a certain week. Like, and you do your business, yeah. And, you know,
and then
we'll charge you based on your picks.
Well, we could make it a charitable donation.
There we go.
Yeah, so
I feel better with that.
Yeah. So then, if Dylan gets all of his picks right, then it goes to the charity of that sponsor.
Or the
choice.
School.
Yeah, or the school.
School that
would
pick.
Be good.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, y'all work on that. Yeah.
So if you're out there listening or happen to be in your car and for some reason the button's stuck and you're stuck listening to us.
Or if you ripped your knob off.
Oh, and ripped the knob off. Right. Yeah. Love those old.
Turn it up and rip the knob off. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think the metal's influencing us too much.
It's changed us all. We can't go back now. Okay. So Hansville and Fairview, what's your pick?
Well, Josh, if I had to look at it, I saw this Fairview team full of energy, full of youth. There are some great players that play for Fairview.
Okay.
They have a great quarterback.
Okay.
A great wide receiver, some great running backs. And their defense just didn't show up as well. It's Thursday night.
Okay.
And now you look at Hansville and absolutely trouncing Summerton Christian.
Right.
As you were mentioning, as they were just... The Coleman Times saying steamrolled.
Steamrolled. That's pretty
steamrolled.
Big.
Steamrolled. That's a pretty big, yeah.
And we don't know anything about somebody's in Christian.
Right.
Right.
Well, I seen Fairview last week, and I think that, you know, they're a little ticked off.
Right.
That they went down like they did against West Point.
Right.
So, you know, looking at how they're going to play with that energy, I want to pick Fairview.
Okay, Fairview. I'm going to go opposite of you. I'm going to make this interesting.
You're going to make a handful pick, yeah.
I think Fairview's coach is going to get after him this week. But that first game is so pivotal. And looking at some of these pictures that were collected, from the Hansville game, these kids were having a blast, right?
Right.
I think they're going to live off of that all week long and carry that same fun because, like anything else, the morale plays a huge part in this kind of competition. I think Hansville's going to carry this and quite possibly steamroll their way through a victory over Fairview.
Now, if we don't get to go to Coleman, I might want to think about going to this.
Yeah.
One. This one might be a good one.
Since we've split things, and it's going to be at Hansville. So there's another thing, home field advantage.
Right.
Right.
And the Hansville fans are always in it.
Yep. 100%. So I'm going with Hansville on this one. in all honesty, I don't think it's going to be a blowout like the last game were.
Right.
I think Fairview will make them earn this, but I still think it'll be a W at the end.
All right, it'll be interesting all to right. watch.
So, next up is Coleman and Mortimer Jordan. Ed Coleman, what's your pick?
Hopefully the game of the week. So
hopefully.
Coleman last week probably stunned the world.
Okay.
With that really close one. As I'm not saying that people probably thought Coleman was going to lose.
Right.
But I don't think people expected the game to go the way it did.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a reference to the fight that happened yeah. years ago, of course. That's just
I was sitting here thinking that. Right.
It was you know, the first rematch since that game, mm-hmm. you know, brought back some old tensions, and you know, that's your rival next to Hartzell. Right. You know, so Coleman showed that they put it all on the line in that last three
yes.
seconds.
Yes.
And did all they could do and secured that one in front of the home crowd.
Right.
Like you just said about Hansville. I think they're going to carry that energy that they kind of got out of there and just won at the last second.
Yep.
1 point advantage.
Yep.
I'm not sure how Mortimer Jordan is, but I'm just going to go ahead and say Bearcats all the way.
Bearcats.
Go Coleman.
Yeah, and that may be just rooting for the home team, but I'm going to go the same way. And it's because someone who's scheduling these games are really thinking about it. I think they're 100% a fan of the football team because you go back-to-back home games like this, you're starting a momentum drive, right? No doubt, they want the energy in the players, they want the energy in the fans, because the more games we're going to talk about, the more that this point's going to be proven. Morale is what you need behind these kids, right? Because
right.
anybody can ride the bus and then not show up to the game,
right?
Right?
Anybody can step on the field,
yes.
But nobody's going to play.
Exactly. And so you take such a big question mark that was Jasper. And I'm sure there were a lot of people that walked into that stadium that night wondering if it was going to be another fight. In a game as close as that was, they had every reason to go at each other.
Yeah.
You see college games or NFL games that come down to last second plays like that, and they'll fight just because of that. Let alone any history that they had. So they not only had the discipline to stop that and not get into it, but to get down into the last seconds and then know what had to be done and then execute it perfectly. I'm going to go with Coleman. Once again, as long as they can bring that same mentality to week two or week one per your definition, it's going to be hard not to, I hate to say stomp on the Mortimer Jordan because I've not done any research on them, but
I want to say they're the Blue Devils.
Yes, yes, they are. But I like.
But that's all we know.
What their team? Yeah, how their team's doing this year? I really think this is going to be a multiple score win for Coleman.
Okay,
I really do. So I'll write that in.
I want to say they were one of the weaker teams in their conference mm-hmm. last season. So. We'll probably say the same. I think they were more of the high end of a losing team in that conference.
Right, right.
Because the other team in that conference, that's probably the worst team, was probably Fairview.
So, what division is Coleman in?
Because they've
changed. I used to know all of them, but then they changed them several years back, probably about 3 years back.
And we're still moving.
Oh, really?
And there are still teams that are moving.
Oh, gosh. And see, Hayden's the same way, because Hayden's where I call home, if you don't know it. My name is Josh, and I'm not from Coleman County. Hayden's the same way. Hayden can't seem to find home in any one of the divisions, and they are struggling athletically, if that's even a word. But while you're looking at that one, I'll go ahead and talk about the Vinemont Falkville game, and that's at Vinemont. This is another one where home field advantage. I really think that's going to be big. Now you said that this was a rivalry game, right?
Yes, this is the first time, and you know, you said it, your home. My home is Vinemont.
Okay,
that's my home.
All right.
Now I may live in the city now, but that's where I graduated. It's my alma mater and everything.
Right.
So Vinemont's biggest rival has always been Falkville, as far as I've known.
Okay.
Next to Hansville, playing in 3A, we haven't played Falkville. They just brought this back this last season.
Mm-hmm.
So now. It's kind of like a renewed rivalry.
Okay.
So, the way I look at it, these two schools are 8 miles apart from each other. Another 6 miles to the west is West Point, so they don't play each other much either.
Right.
Coleman, by the way, 6A.
6A.
Region 7.
Okay.
As they'll face off Decatur to open that one up.
Oh, nice.
Which I believe actually beat Huntsville this last weekend, but we'll talk a little more about that later. But when it comes to Vimont and Falkville, you never know what to expect. Now, there haven't been any brawls or anything, but these are two communities that stand 8 miles apart, separated by I-65 and Lacon and all that. Between when these two teams go to play each other, it usually goes down to the wire.
Mm.
I think last season, Vimont ended up winning that one.
But it was close.
But it was close.
Okay. So, where does your prediction go?
Vimont.
Okay. And any of that being rooting for the home team?
Maybe it's the home team, but maybe it's just I want to see my alma mater have a great season. Hey, I'm going to say Vimont because I think Vimont did pretty good last week against East Lawrence.
Okay.
And I want to see them do good against their rival.
Excellent. All right, so we're nearing the end of the show, so we'll wrap this up with the last two games on our list here. We've got West Point and Arab at Arab. What's your call?
Okay, so, you know, we were at West Point.
Right.
And we watched this team completely dominate over Fairview. And they were just having fun.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell the chemistry is there with these players on offense and on defense. I look to see Rylan Jones have a great night against Arab. And not to mention Hunter Purcell. Hunter Purcell, a great tailback. And you just, it's fun to watch him out there. Just he'll have a defender come at him. He'll cut right. He'll cut left. He'll loop around, and he'll stay in positive yards.
Right, right.
So,
got a lot of tools.
I'm going to say West Point on that one.
Okay. And let's go ahead and wrap up with the Good Hope Prosper game before the end of our time.
I'm going to go against Good Hope on that one and go with Prosper.
Oh, really? Okay.
Maybe that'll fire them up. No. Coach Scott's squad down there.
That one's at Priceville, so that's an interesting one. The rest of my picks, I'm going to go opposite of you on the Good Hope game. I'm going to stick in the county, and I'm going to go with Good Hope. And I also chose West Point over Arab, but we'll see how it plays out. I thank you for your time, and I thank you for letting me be part of this. I look forward to...
I look forward to seeing you again next week as well.
For sure.
Thanks for letting us do this, Jay, and glad to be on the air.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere. He's got another show at 7.
Well, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to find some food. I think Jay's got some crackers lying around somewhere. So,
hey, but thank you for tuning in to Prep Sports Live right here on Coleman's Live 95 and on Facebook Live as well. We'll be back next Tuesday at 5.
Yep. We will be live for a game on Friday.
Check the Live 95 Facebook page for that one, as we'll be live. Either Coleman, maybe Huntsville, I don't know.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
All right.
Thank you for tuning in.